May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everybody. Well, for me, as I read through it, the summary is kind of like, do we want to be ready for Jesus or, you know, for God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Or are we a little bit like Jonah, and sometimes we're a little bit on the reluctant side? But if we do choose to be ready, well, how do we do that? Well, with repentance and belief. But actually, it's the other way around. First, with belief, and then repentance. Because without belief, without believing in the Lord, there's no reason for repentance. Now, if we think about the word belief, what does that mean? Well, in Greek, it means to live by. But it means that we trust God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Believing in God means that we know and we accept that we need Him in our lives each and every day, and that we know that He loves us, and that we're to respond back, to be totally aware of His presence, and then to have action from that presence and from that love and from that knowledge and that confidence. And then how about if there is belief, we are believing, then what's next? We have our repentance. Now, we'll back up because there's a little bit of a progression with repentance. First, we have to acknowledge that we sin. And that can kind of be easy because it's easy to say, oh yeah, I sin. But then in our minds, we have to recognize and actually admit and say what sin we're doing. What is our sin? Can we articulate that and think about that in our brains? And then when we do that, when we've made that step between us and God, there needs to be a feeling of being contrite or being remorseful or actually just feeling sad because, you know, we have sinned. And then from that, there's the constructive action of repentance, and that's changing our sinful behavior to be more like God. Now, God knows that we sin. That's why He sent Jesus. Each and every one of us have fallen short of what Jesus' expectations are for us. And Jesus' expectations are fair. They're attainable. And we have the ability to live up to Jesus' expectations. We have the ability to live just like our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, if we read the collect, it's perfect for today. And also in the bulletin, later on, notice the prayer of the week. It's excellent. But here's the collect. Give us grace. That's another way of us saying to God, you know, give us strength, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior. So we want strength from God to answer Jesus' call, because He doesn't only call the apostles from long ago, He calls each and every one of us today. And so we want to answer that call and then proclaim, talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Talk about the good news of Christ. What's the point? Because we want to share Jesus' salvation, not just in here, but out in the world, so that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of our Lord. That's what we're supposed to be about as Jesus' brothers and sisters. So we do have the Holy Spirit in us. That's what makes us able to live like the Lord. But the catch is, we were also given another gift by God, our Creator. Not only the Holy Spirit, but we were given free will. And that's the ticket. We have to choose. Do we want to choose to live in the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit guide us, or do we want to choose our free will to live in more of a sinful way? We have the choice. It's our decision. How we live, how we speak, how we even think is up to us. It's between us and God. Now, getting to the gospel, we can truly believe in Jesus, just like Simon and Andrew and James and John. We can choose to believe in the Lord. So we want to ask ourselves, do we want to live like Christ, like the apostle? Do we want to worship, seriously worship God each and every day and have God's presence in and around us each and every day in all that we do and think about and say? Do we seriously want to answer Jesus' call like those four, James and John and Simon and Andrew? And it's kind of neat because literally they did leave their home. They did leave their families. And sometimes, even nowadays, people are called to do that. But if we think as a metaphor, as just an analogy, you know, to leave everything behind, what does that make us think? Well, we can leave our wrong thoughts behind. We can leave our wrong words or actions behind. Our sin of greed and selfish gain. Maybe our lukewarmness of worshiping and praying and depending on God, you know, each and every day. Maybe we need more energy and excitement to worship and to serve Him. That's what Jesus is calling us to. And just like the apostles, Jesus calls us and He cares about us. He cares about our lives, our salvation, and our response of love back to Him and one another. When our whole being, our emotions, our intellect, our spirituality, all that we have, when it's really integrated with the Lord, then we have action because we're believing in Him. That's when we know that we belong to Him and we are His beloved. Now, I found a story that's short, kind of a fun thing, and it's all about belief, the difference between having faith and actually believing. Like I said, that means to live by. There was a tightrope walker who did incredible aerial feats all over Paris. He would do a tightrope act of tremendously scary heights. Then he had succeeding acts that he would do. He would go over the tightrope blindfolded, and then finally blindfolded, pushing a wheelbarrow. An American promoter, he read about it and wanted him to come over and do this across Niagara Falls. The promoter said that, "I don't believe you can do it. I don't believe you can do it." So now the tightrope wrote back. He said, "Sir, although I've never been to America and seen the falls, I'd like to come." Well, after a lot of promotion and setting the whole thing up, many people came to see this special event. The tightrope walker was to start on the Canadian side and come to the American side. So the drums started to roll, and he comes across the tightrope, which is suspended over the treacherous part of the falls, and he did it blindfolded. And then he walked across, blindfolded, with the wheelbarrow. The crowds went wild, and he comes to the promoter, and he says, "Well, Mr. Promoter, now do you believe that I can do it?" "Well, of course I do. I mean, I just saw that you did it." "No, no," said the tightrope. "Do you really, really believe that I can do it?" "Well, of course I do. You just did it." "No, no, no," said the tightrope. "Do you believe that I can do it?" "Well, yes, Mr. Promoter, I believe you can do it." "Good," said the tightrope. "Then you can get in the barrel for the next time." for us, if we really believe in the Lord, then we have to make that little jump and step and get into the wheelbarrow and let the Lord push us around and guide us and protect us and guard us. God just offers us everything, absolutely everything. Love, mercy, forgiveness, acceptance. He never turns anyone away. He never takes back his love and his forgiveness. He's always there for us, always calling us to himself. God has our back. So it's time for us to choose to have God's back and get in Jesus' wheelbarrow and begin to live as Jesus does. Amen.